Hi, this is Pastor John. Thank you so much for coming to my site today. I'm glad that you can just come through, browse through the pages, listen to some of the audio clips, and familiarize yourself with what a biblical Christian is. A biblical Christian is one that just doesn't listen to what somebody says, but investigates in a very serious detail the claims of someone that is going to tell you what God is saying. All right, that's what our little talk is going to be about today. Hi, I'm Pastor John Coleman, Senior Teacher of Anselm Bible Fellowship Into the Word Ministries, which is the biblical alternative. Some of you have heard my voice before. Unfortunately, you've heard my voice on YouTube as you go from place to place, and that's something that I can't help. Some people put some clips of me up there, and I can't help that. So, I never wanted to be a popular kind of a person, just giving out the Word of God. That's all it is. You come to my website, and you see in the Get the Focus section, and I'm glad that we can take a little time with that today as we kind of fade out the music right now, because I want to talk with you a little bit about this. Some of you have placed T.D. Jakes up as the icon bishop of the universe in the African American, and now, God forbid, in the white American or Christian community. You know, well, we've the world is a strange place. What we do is we resurrect these leaders, these people that we make our leaders of the Christian church. Years ago, it was done when Billy Graham was made the leader of the Christian church. In Korea, was Paul Yonggi Cho, made the leader of the church because he had the largest church. We have this idea that the bigger, the better. The person that speaks to the masses are the individuals that we need to listen to. Well, I'd like to have a little discussion with you today about T.D. Jakes. All right, he's going to be the focal point of my attention today. Now, this isn't the first time that he's made blundering, idiot statements, and that's exactly what that statement is. The statement is that of a blundering idiot. You would have to be an idiot to believe what the man said. And as you listen to the clip, you can hear him just make it very plain what his intentions are. These are his thoughts. Listening to the voice of God as opposed to the Word of God. Well, okay, I got a question for you. Okay, here's the way that we reason through what T.D. is proposing. And you have to understand someone that is not on God's team, someone that is fighting against God, someone whose ultimate objective is to dissuade the people of God from the Word of God. That is the situation that is taking place in our church today. We have individuals that are denying the Word of God for some man's word. First of all, let me give you the context of the statement. I just don't like to take a statement out of the blue and play it. A gentleman who is a Christian gentleman or lady, I'm not sure, because I can't tell by their email address, sent me this clip, and it was of a TBN presentation recorded in the year 2006 when TBN went to Australia, and they were a part of some charismatic conference in Australia. The name of the city escapes me. But T.D. Jakes was the speaker for that conference period. This was the second night that he was there, and he was the conference speaker. And he was preaching from Genesis chapter 22, when we read in our Bibles when Abraham was taking his son Isaac up to offer him as a sacrifice. And T.D. Jakes is introduced by Paul Crouch. Paul Crouch Jr., he's there, and T.D. Jakes starts off with Genesis chapter 22, verse 1. Yeah, you guys, You know, I find it extraordinary. This man says that we should listen to the voice of God instead of the word of God, but he starts off his ridiculous diatribe reading the word of God. But it's what he does to the word of God. You see, when you watch a fake teacher, when you watch a pimp, you have to look for the ambiguities. And an ambiguity is a contradiction. It is a contradiction of the premises that he's making. If he picks up the Bible and he starts reading, "Now it came to pass that after these things that God tested Abraham." That was one of the keys to his message, that T.D. Jake was saying, that God tested Abraham. So I guess God is testing us by speaking to us through this mystical approach in a spiritual way. You see, the false teacher takes the word of God and he twists the real meaning from the text of the word of God and deludes that meaning and gives it a false meaning, a false interpretation. And then what he does is he uses, with articulation, because T.D. Jakes, like Rick Warren, like Greg Laurie, like all the rest of the very talented soothsayers, are very good in getting people to listen to the story. But unless you read the word of God for yourself, you see, this is what you would expect a preacher to tell you today. "I'm black, like T.D. Jakes. I'm a black man." So this isn't a racial thing. As a matter of fact, when I watched the clip, I hated the man. I just got to tell you, I hated him, not hated him as a person. I hated what he stands for. I hate what he's doing. I literally cannot stand what the man is doing. What the man is doing is committing the worst kind of blasphemy. And I want to just share with you, my listeners, there is one blasphemy that will never be forgiven man. Jesus put it this way: all other blasphemies and sins committed by men will be forgiven men, but blasphemy of the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. I want to share with you right now, when you misrepresent the word of God, when you misrepresent God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, when you misrepresent the word of God for the voice of a mystic, you have committed the unforgivable sin. That is why I try to tell you people oftentimes that none of these people are going to enter heaven. I don't care how much you love them, make them your heroes, because you've been beguiled by them. Let me talk to you that have been beguiled by T.D. Jakes, especially my black brothers and sisters of skin color. You have been beguiled by a witch doctor. This is all this man is. I'm asking you, in the name of Jesus, under the power of the Holy Spirit, not, and I put emphasis on N-O-T, don't listen, do not listen to the snot of T.D. Jakes. Yes, I chose one of the most ridiculous pictures to put up on my website of him, because that's what he does. He screams into a microphone these blasphemies against God. Now, let me go back to the context of the scripture. When it says that God tested Abraham, and wait a minute, within the context of his sermon, he was saying not to listen to the word of God, but to the voice of God. Well, let me educate you a little bit. You cannot say that that is what Abraham was doing, that Abraham was listening to the voice of God as opposed to the word of God. Now, I would ask you a logical question as I pose that premise number one. Why is that illogical for T.D. Jakes to talk with someone in those terms?